Welcome to our first attempt at a podcast called Faith and Hustle. My name is Garrett Baker.
I'm Brian Hollingsworth.
And I'm Sean Bryan.
And we're going to figure this thing out.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. Service was phenomenal. Like, when I got there, it was they were waiting for me. Like, they knew my vehicle. Yeah, it was fast. Like, so I spent an extra hour there finishing up what I finished up, and it was like, oh, dang, it's already done.
So you got new tires.
New tire.
Alignment, oil change.
Windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers.
Yeah.
It's like buying a new truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's like my truck is riding so much better now. So it's like I was just impressed by the service. Like, they did a good job.
We're talking about Superior Tire in Orange, Texas, specifically. Yeah. And so, you know, Garrett got some new tires finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't have to buy a new truck.
No. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
No, I knew.
Yeah, I think they have some good leadership. The owner over there seems to care.
Yeah.
You know. Speaking of the owner's not here today.
He's got a hair appointment.
Got a hair appointment. I actually got to eat dinner with the owner last night. And he said something. He said, you know, your true friends will roast you to your face and talk good about you behind your back. And, you know, he also said that we knew it was going to be like this. Every podcast, we couldn't all make it.
Yeah.
And I know I'm setting myself up because there's going to be a day come.
Well, you're gonna miss.
That I'm going to miss.
Oh,
y'all
man.
Are fixing yeah. it. Y'all are going to do what we're fixing to do to Brian. Brian, you're going to hear this, so to your face, even though you're not here, we're going to roast you to your face occasionally, just lightly roast you a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
how would you like to respond to that, Brian?
Oh, you're not here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Sucks for you. This is one of those episodes that may last 3 minutes and it may last 20. I think we're just kind of hashing it out. It may not even be an episode. Who knows?
We'll see. How did you meet B?
This is crazy. I met him for the first time in his kitchen at his house.
Really?
Yep. Yep. So we were in between churches, and some mutual friend of ours, we went out to eat with him. We're like, hey, look, we are, it's time to leave where we're at. And time to find something new. We don't know what that new is yet, but I have a lot of respect for this particular couple, Christian people, and just watched them over the years. And we needed to be around some good Christians. So we went out to eat, and he's like, yeah, you know. Well, anyway, they invited us to you were there.
Life group, yeah.
Life group, you were there. That's where we met the first time, too. Yeah, well, so we met the same night. I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe it was the second follow week. We went a couple times. But that was a pretty interesting, not that you bring that up. That was pretty cool. Yeah. So we end up, and the lady in the relationship, the friends, she's like, yeah, wait till you meet Brian. Y'all are just alike. And I'm like, nobody's just like me. And if they are, not sure I want to be friends with them, you know. Yeah. And it's several years ago, you know. And so anyway, we needed some good people to be around, trying to word it properly, but we were hurting in our spiritual world, not questioning our faith, but had some difficulties we were dealing with, and relationship and context. So, we need to be around some good, solid people.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, from a different denomination that we were used to. So they invited us to life group. Like, hey, that works for us. So we'll go to life group on Wednesday night, and we'll, for lack of a better term, church shop on Sunday morning. And I say that a little tongue in cheek. We needed to have a fit. So by trade now, I'm a organizational leadership coach, and I help businesses develop teams.
Yeah.
And so I know what it means to be a part of a team and to have a fit, to be a fit. And so we were looking for that fit. And we got invited to life group. And so I met Brian. He was late to his own life house. Group. Yeah. His own house, yeah. Own life group.
He showed up with the pizzas late.
He did everything. Yeah. And they brought their, I don't remember, but they're probably cold too.
I think they were cold. I think they were cold. Yeah. He does kind of live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so it's not him. But yeah, so that's how we met. And, you know, we had life group and we had some unique differences of opinion on how to raise children and how to drive a car and how to sit in a chair and just in life in general. But ultimately, we've become pretty good friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, we work together occasionally throughout the week and bounce a lot of ideas off each other, you know.
Yeah.
Open forum podcast.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's ironic. I didn't even think about it. I guess that's where we met for the first time as well.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that until you just said it. That is true. It was preordained. No, I met B working hospitality at our church. Like, not, we were just door greeters, you know what I mean? So it was, and we just started interacting, man. And honestly, I didn't think I would have anything in common with him, and I'm pretty sure he'll say the same thing about me, you know? There was we would kind of bump into each other at church or something, if there was something, a function going on. And man, we just started running it one day, and it was like I knew the dude for my whole life.
Just kind of drawn, yeah.
Yeah, and then we had lunch, and then, I don't know, man, he's a unique dude. He's a great guy.
He is.
He really is.
He is. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of similar, you know. I think, you know, we're doing this podcast as an effort to learn about ourselves.
Yeah.
But we also, I mean, he said it when the very first podcast we did, the three of us can find ourselves in a room now,
yeah,
and we're going to find ourselves drawn having this conversation and wishing we'd have recorded it, because we either would like to have heard all the wonderful advice we gave each other, and we don't hold back, you know, we will roast each other. Yeah. Like, dude, what is your problem? What are you thinking?
Yeah.
In private and in public, we will praise each other. But man, it's almost become a cliche, but iron sharpens iron. And he's a tough dude. He's a tough guy. He's a fighter.
Busy too.
He's busy. He's a fighter. He's organized. And, we're really pouring it on thick. But he has great hair.
Yeah.
He has great hair. A lot of class.
He's getting more salt and pepper now these days.
Is he slacking off on his Just For Men? What do you have to say about that, Brian?
No, man. He's he's not here, so I could say it, you know, to everybody else. And this is how I talk about him to everyone else that, like, knows that. Like, if they find out that I know him or I'm friends with him, I'm like, he literally is, if not the smartest, he's one of the smartest businessmen I've ever encountered. As far as, like, from a financial to operational, you know what I mean? Like, he can do... He can handle all the phases of the business. Like, he can go sell the business. You know what I mean? He can go out and sell.
He's a true CEO. That chief everything officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can sell. So, recently, the hurricane went through.
Burrell.
Thing went over Mexico and knocked over a couple palm trees and goes to Houston and shuts it down for a week. But it messed up one of the clinics that they have. And I, you know, he's over there in Birkenstocks. He's on his way home from another clinic. And he's over there in Birkenstocks, on the roof, tarping a roof, trying to deal with the landlord, trying to get that sorted out. They're just making some, you know, just part of it. The roof tore up. And they're knocking ceiling tiles out, covered in sweat, you know, and just really leading by example.
Yeah.
This is how we do it. And we're not pussyfooting around. Like, don't take a stick and poke the ceiling tile. He looks like a raccoon trying to break out of a dumpster, knocking the tiles out of this place. And it's making a mess, but let's go. This is how we do it. And so, so there's a lot to learn from that. He's not afraid to get his hands dirty, sweat, jump in there. You know, I enjoy, I enjoy that he's not here right now.
Yeah.
Because he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
And he can't be too humble either, because we're bragging on him a little bit. But watching how he interacts with his people, too, is inspiring.
No, it is. And that's something that we touched on. I brought it up in a prior podcast. But the way that he promotes from within, he finds leadership from within his organizations. And, you know, he's scaled a business to where it's plug and play. Like, he could franchise these things out all over the country if he wanted to. He's just simplified the process, and he's done it in a brilliant way. And he's like, oh, it's because I'm lazy, or, oh, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I delegated well because I'm lazy. The sucker's not lazy.
No.
He can get overloaded sometimes because he tries to take on too much.
Yeah.
But aren't we guilty of that all? And that's cool, because we have conversations about it, and we're trying to figure out how to get past that.
Yeah.
Or not get past it, but
improve
on
it.
How to get better. Yeah. And that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing I learned from him is he does a pretty good job about putting people around him. What's he say? You know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
You know. And that's why I get to be in the room with him sometimes, because he needs to not be the smartest person in the room. Yeah.
No, that's a man, for a guy of his stature to speak about, you know, staffing his deficiencies and things like that, man. It's interesting, man. Like, it really is. That's why by the time this comes out, our podcast with the banker will have already came out. And I sat back and watched a masterclass of this banker and Brian having, you know, this interaction. And I think that Mr. Richard was kind of like, man, why you just didn't talk about it?
Yeah, shout out to Tyler Richard.
Yeah, he killed it.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's a great human being, too.
Yeah, he above and beyond. And I can see, and you know, we got to bring you back. Like, we just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made a statement towards the end, like, Tyler needs to be a part of this.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because we have like this, we're the Faith and Hustle podcast, right? And it's Brian and Garrett and Shauna. We don't have a clue what we're doing, but we all need that guy that does.
Yeah.
And Tyler, you know, he's the voice of reason. He can come in here and sit down and go, man, I really like your idea. And he has a gentle way of telling me that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to work.
And making me feel good about it, right?
Like, how much money can I get for nothing?
I'm trying to remember who it was, but somebody said tact was the definition of tact is telling someone to go to hell and them enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them asking for directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's very tactful. Good job, Tyler. You're not here either. What do you think? What do you have to say about that, Tyler?
Yeah. Nothing. No. Nah, man, it's like, just recapping everything, when we first did it, like the podcast, I was like, no one's going to listen to it, you know? And then once I started, like, I wasn't even going to listen to it initially. And then I told my wife, and my wife listened. She was like, she liked it, you know? And my wife is my biggest critic. If she didn't like it, she would have definitely said she didn't like it. But going back and listening to those moments, man, there's really some nuggets that I still take out of it, you know, like things that I'm like, oh yeah, I remember we talked about this, and just moving forward, each time we have one of, I call it therapy sessions. I think
I'm there. I'm starting to crave this open forum conversation. There's something liberating about talking about this stuff. I'm trying to be humble about it, but to the world now. I mean, we're literally to the world. You know, we're looking at the analytics on it, and it's humbling, but it's also liberating. It's like, man, I always leave here exhausted from having these conversations, but feeling better.
Yeah, I feel lighter.
How do you feel, Brian?
Oh, he can't talk.
Oh, he's not here.
No, I truly do. I feel lighter, you know, like because that's one thing that men, like, we get caught up in being dudes, and we're not always honest, right? Like, we don't always say, hey, I'm not I'm not well, or I don't know, like, but I can find you the answer, you know, and then go get on Google and everything else. But you could ask, you could just be humble and ask the guy next to you that does have the experience, right? And I think that that's what we need to do, especially like when you get into like the church body and all that, right? The more successful Christians you'll have out there, I think the better off society will be if they apply those principles and don't let the greed and the ego take over, right? And that's the, I think that's, and I don't think, I don't see with any success from anyone here that like pride and ego getting in the way, you know, or
no, but I mean, how many times have we said we should have named this podcast Pride and Ego?
Yeah.
You know, or the damnation of pride and ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's true. We have. Because that's really what we're killing. Because, there's something that's so humbling to say, man, I don't know this, or I feel uncomfortable in this, or I disagree with this. And then you can have an open dialogue and someone can explain their side. And we don't have open debates anymore, right?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. These open forums, these open conversations are, I find them very interesting.
Yeah.
God, I hate to agree with somebody that I disagree with.
Yeah. But you have to every now
and then. But every now and then. Like, that's why I hate it so much. It's just like, I disagree with you in every part of everything you're saying, but then I just agreed with you. And it's like, ugh. Whose fault is that? Is that my fault? Is that your fault? Brian, you're right. Dadgummit, you're right again. Yeah. Or, you know, or Brian, I don't know, man. Garrett, bro, what are you doing? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then you say it, and I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. No, because, simply put, I think when we sit down, we're listening to learn.
Yeah.
We're not listening to respond, right?
Yeah. So I'm a part of a mastermind group. I'm going to butcher this, but I believe it was Zig Ziglar or maybe even one of his predecessors started the concept of a mastermind group where they started, you know, let's put 6 to 10 matched business owners, entrepreneurs together in a room, similar pay, similar gross income in their company, similar company sizes. You know, this group, they all have 20 employees and there's 6 people, and just they should meet twice a month or once a month and just discuss problems because it's peers.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we're doing in this podcast. You're a little bit different than Brian. I'm a little bit different than you. Y'all are a little bit different than me, but we're similar. We have some similar day in and day out routines that we deal with. So we're able to learn from each other. In that mastermind group that I'm a part of, it's 6 or 7, and I've been a part of it for 5 or 6 years now. It's 6 or 7 other people that is facilitated by an outside coach. And we'll go through and we'll talk about, you know, what are some wins? We'll share some wins. And what are we working through? You know, and sometimes it's simple as I'm trying to figure out whether I should hire a virtual assistant or like a local real person assistant.
Yeah.
Has anybody had an experience with this? And then everybody will opine on their personal experiences with it. And somebody might say, well, I don't think you need an assistant at all. And somebody else might say, well, I got 5 assistants and 2 of them are in-house and 1 of them are outside, you know, whatever. And you go, okay. When you leave that, it's just, it's kind of hard to get there. But when you leave, it's so it's therapy, right? Yeah. It's so refreshing. And if there's a theme here, there is wisdom and counsel.
Yeah. Relatability.
Yeah. Having peers that you can be honest with, that you're not trying to impress, you're not trying to, that there's no ego, there's no pride, there's trust.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, man, whatever, I failed over here, or I'm struggling with this thing over here. And you can go, well, look, I don't have any issues with that.
Yeah.
This is how I handle that.
But I'm sucking at this.
You might
suck
at that, and I might be great at that. Or this person sitting across the table. And I'm saying all that because we're kind of mourning Brian not being here. because he's part of our group.
Yeah.
But we also decided to go on
yeah.
with his blessing. Thank you for allowing us to move on. But and to be fair to Brian, he is in the middle of something that's very important, and he is in the middle of leading by example right now to his crew where he's at. And he just it was just more important than this podcast. But and I don't want to ramble or drone on, but it's just so important to have those peers that you can break down. And we'll just go all the way back to how did we meet?
Yeah.
We met at a
life group.
At a life group at a time when I was needing to be around people.
Yeah.
And it was just in our nature to go be around people that we need that were peers.
Yeah.
And that was based out of a church life group. And it helped. Did we go to church with you? Nope.
Nope.
We don't do it. Did it help? Yes. Yeah. Was your life group worth the effort? It was for me.
Yeah.
It was for me.
No, that's it's crazy that it goes back to that, because till you brought it up, I was like, I was at that, you know, like that is our first, you know, time we met, like, and then later on at the Roly Poly.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean?
Yeah.
When
2 years
decided,
later, right?
Yeah. We like decided, we came up with a budget and was like, hey, everybody got to have some skin in the game. And like, if we're going to do this, we'll do it. And we did it. And it's neat though. Like, and I will say, Brian Hollingsworth is the glue. You know what
I
mean?
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. And that's what a great leader does, is he facilitates.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he was like, but. The cool thing is God put us all together, you know, and he put it on you. I didn't realize that you had spoke to Brian about a podcast, and then I didn't realize how close it was from you saying something to him, and I said so, because we were at a life group, we were doing a leadership group.
Okay.
And dude, we were having this dialogue that was like awesome. We were sitting there eating ribs, like we were eating chicken and ribs. And some, like, there was no vegetables. Was
are you telling me that I should do better than salami and all these charcuterie board?
That is perfect.
Okay.
That is perfect.
Because I'm wanting ribs now.
Yeah, no, but it was hilarious because it was just like a dude thing. And it was a men's leadership group. And it was just, we had this dialogue and we got real. It's one of those days that everybody got real, you know. There might even be some F-bombs dropped. Sorry, Pastor. But it happens. Sometimes men have to be men. And it might have been me dropping them. So
rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Allegedly. Allegedly. But no, man, we just got real. And I left from there. And it was God put it on my heart. He was like, man, you and some guys, y'all need to do this. Like, you need to hit up Brian about this.
Yeah.
And I ignored it, and then I couldn't ignore it for long, because it was one of those things that it was just like the spirit of conviction fell on me. So I was like, man. So I texted B and was like, hey, man, we need to turn that into a podcast. Like,
yeah, that's, to me, when he called me. So we touched on this a little bit some time back, but kind of how it came about. I was like, hey, I got a crazy idea. I'm practicing this private YouTube channel because I need to record myself speaking for some courses that I'm doing, and I'm struggling with it. I didn't tell him that I was struggling with it, but I was like really struggling with it. And so I was fine. I mean, I could talk to air, you know, when I'm mowing the yard, but put a camera in my face and let me see myself and hear myself, and I would lock up stage fright. And I'm in what is now a studio all by myself. There's nobody ever going to see this, and I'm freaking out, like sweating the whole night, stage fright. And so I said, let's do this from a Halloween standpoint. It was around Halloween. I was like, let's go grab some Lucha Libre mask, some screen mask, whatever. I'll put my triathlon helmet on and, you know, cover my face, and nobody knows who we are, and let's just tell it real.
Yeah.
Let's cut loose, because this cut all that, all the social niceties out of what we're doing, and let's get some real talk out there and see what comes of it. And he was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not happening. Yeah. Not for me. And You know, but that was pretty much the end of it. And I was like, oh, he's really right. I mean, there's no good going to come of this. And then 6 months, wow, long enough for me to give up on it.
Yeah.
He called me up, hey, you know Garrett? And I was like, yeah, I remember Garrett. He was like, that's me for lunch. He wants to put a podcast together. And I'm like, and you talked about it. And I was just like, oh, my God, not really? Are we? No. No, yeah. You said no. And I'm like, now I'm in a no. But this is one of the things, to be selfish, I've enjoyed it. We've gotten some feedback that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Having the strength to share some personal stories, not to brag about ourselves or not to
demean,
to demean other people or ourselves, but just to share our experiences. And when someone texts me or calls me and goes, hey, look, I learned something from that.
Yeah.
That encouraged me. That gives us fuel to keep going. And that's my takeaway on this thing.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree, because it was that initial meeting was a unique meeting, you know, because it was weird to me, because like I met you, but I didn't know you, right?
Right.
And I was like, man, how is this interaction going to happen? Like, is he going to wear his mask? Like, is he going to send his representative, you know? And
Facebook highlight reel. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, it's been cool because, we all serve a role in this thing, right? And it's pretty neat. And it's really weird without B being here, but it's really neat because you're like a moderator. That's what you do in business and everything now. It's like you're moderating and you're making sure these things are flowing right. And B's over there and he's the analytical guy, right? And I'm just here for comic relief. And I asked the question that sometimes people are like, how do I put this question together? And I just come out and ask it the way that.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah, because I'm over here going, how can I say this without stepping on anybody's toes in the room? And you're like, hey, look at my hammer.
Yeah.
So, look at all these broken toes.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. For. Yeah, I get my toes stepped on when we do these things. Like, but and not in a bad way, it's in a positive way. Yeah. Because I know that in reality, no one truly knows. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like in business, people can be, you can go to a school and you can learn to read a P&L and you can, the key to business, to a successful business is to make, it seems simple, is to make more money than you spend.
you know, I love it. So, this is fun. So I like safety first. Micro's like safety third. You know? And I'm like, I'm kind of on the micro, team micro over here. Safety first, but this isn't new. I worked offshore. Like I worked on land rigs. I did the crazy jobs where safety was a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know? I'm gonna share my infamous safety meeting with you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't ever stick your fingers where you wouldn't stick your pecker.
That's an offshore safety.
In 20 years, I never had any of my employees lose a finger.
That's what you were telling
me? No, legit. Yeah. I mean, it became, that's it. That's the only safety meeting. And just don't do it. And man, I got all my fingers and all my people have all their fingers.
No hand injuries.
I mean, if you just you really do take care of what takes care of you and what you care about.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
But from that thought point, nobody goes into business saying, I'm going to start this business so that I can hire 1,500 construction hands and nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
No bull crap.
Yeah.
No, I want to make some money. And there's nothing wrong with making some money.
No.
Make some money. And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
If you want a job, go get a job and don't hustle. Yeah. And don't even worry about faith, because you're just going to punch that time clock. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But if you want to make some money,
you got to hustle.
You got to hustle.
Yeah.
And if you don't have some faith, you're going to learn it.
Yeah.
But safety's not first.
No.
Like, I'm sorry. Now, it will hit you in your pocketbook if you're not safe.
Yeah.
Because those insurance premiums go up. And the last year I was in business, I think my insurance and I didn't have a huge top line. It was like $1.6 million. Not huge, but
yeah.
My insurance was $104,000 that year.
Good night. So
10%
yeah.
of my top line budget, not net revenue, 10 was just workers' comp and general liability.
Yeah.
And that's with zero incidents. Never had an incident in 20 years. God blessed us. And it's literally 10% off the top. Just yeah. throw it in the trash can. That's not even turning the lights on, Baker.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So safety's not first,
yeah.
but it is, I don't know, third maybe. I don't know. But we always want to put customer service yeah. up there. We wanted to put team building ahead of it. We wanted to put a cohesive team that gets along is going to work safer than one that doesn't.
Absolutely.
What yeah. do you think? What do you think about that, Brian? What's your thoughts?
Oh, we do have the picture of his flag.
Oh, we have a picture.
Captain Birkenstock.
Captain Birkenstock.
Captain BJ Birkenstock.
Well, since you don't have anything to add to this,
yeah,
Garrett, we're
yeah,
we just kind of had a conversation about Brian and how we met. And,
yeah.
And safety and not yeah. sticking your fingers anywhere you want to stick your pecker.
Hey, like, that is actually, that's, I mean, he gave that away for free. You should have taught a master class on that one. Cause,
it's that simple.
Yeah. I thought you heard it offshore or something. Like, that is, it makes sense.
To be honest, I may have heard that from one of them crusty old guys, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
And, I just told it enough,
yeah.
and I didn't say it that nice. I mean,
yeah.
we were less diplomatic about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, a little less couth.
Yeah, but we were this tailgate safety meeting here. You know, there's like three yeah. of us.
Yeah,
no. We got the one new guy. We want to shock him into paying attention to where he sticks his fingers. that usually worked, especially when you got that 19 or 20 year old guy. It's like, you know, he really
yeah,
cares.
He
about
really
it.
Likes it. Yeah,
big plans for the future.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, he's that's awesome though. Like, that is an awesome that I haven't heard. I didn't hear that one until today about don't stick your fingers. But so hey, no, that's perfect.
So
but that's
so hopefully that this podcast, you know, the editor usually pulls out something.
Yeah.
To title the podcast. And hopefully it's the roast of Brian Hollingsworth.
Or
the absence of Brian Hollingsworth.
Or
and
don't
not,
stick your
don't
fingers,
stick your fingers anywhere you wouldn't stick your Brian Hollingsworth.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. And you know what's funny? Is like, we don't have to tell them that we did this one. We could just sneak this one out.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This one didn't happen until it happened.
It's a total sneak attack.
Total sneak attack.
Bow-bow.
We absolutely love our true friend, Brian.
Brian Hollingsworth, yes.
And, you know, if he was here, he might would return that sentiment.
Yeah.
But he's not.
He's not. So. He'll probably ugly cry when he hears this.
That or he's going to resign.
He ain't going to resign, but...
All right, this spare the listeners anymore. This close us out.
Well, yeah. So the premise of this whole part, this episode right here, was to tell everybody that nobody really knows everything about anything. They just know a little bit of something about a whole lot of nothing. And that's it. That's my closing.
Hey, and before we go, if anybody has an idea, if we struck a chord with anybody about a topic that you may want us to discuss, feel free to comment in below and just let us know. We'd love to have your feedback.